Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zemlich here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. We're glad you're with us here today, and we have Bishop Bradley. Bishop Bradley, welcome.
Good morning, Deacon, and good morning to all of our listeners on this beautiful day.
So Bishop Bradley is going to talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on in the diocese, and of course we're going to have the scripture readings. We also have Vicki Cessna with us. Vicki, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. And of course, if you ever have any questions about anything with the Catholic Church or anything with like the Good News newspaper or some of the email blasts that come out of the Diocese of Kalamazoo, you can always contact Vicki Cessna down here at the diocese, and the diocese website is diokzoo.org. So we have plenty of things to talk about today, but you want to go right into the scriptures, Bishop?
Or? Absolutely, sure.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so this is the 31st Sunday in Ordinary Time, and of course these are the scriptures that are read all over the world, and of course in Catholic churches today, this very day, and of course this is an outreach of the Catholic Church, so we're always inviting you to come back. You know, not just, of course, we'd love to have you for the holidays. We got holidays coming. But even more than that, to go deeper, to really build that relationship with God. And sometimes that's important in building relationships, that we can't just say, hi, I love you, once or twice a year. So as we go into the scripture readings, we'll find out about this love for the Father, which is very important, and of course for mothers too. So our 31st Sunday in Ordinary Time, our first reading is from Malachi 1, 14, and then 2, 2, and then 8 through 10. A great king am I, says the Lord of hosts, and my name will be feared among the nations. And now, O priests, this commandment is for you. If you do not listen, if you do not lay it to heart, to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, I will send a curse upon you, and of your blessing I will make a curse. You have turned aside from the way, and have cursed many to falter by your instruction. You have made void the covenant of Levi, says the Lord of hosts. I therefore have made you contemptible and base before all the people, since you do not keep my ways, but show partiality in your decisions. Have we not all one Father? Has not the one God created us? Why then do we break faith with one another, violating the covenant of our fathers? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And our responsorial psalm today is Psalm 131, and it's 1, 2, and 3. That's Psalm 131, 1, 2, and 3. And the response is, in you, Lord, I have found my peace.
In you, Lord, I have found my peace.
O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor are my eyes haughty. I busy not myself with great things, nor with things too sublime for me.
In you, Lord, I have found my peace.
Nay, rather, I have stilled and quieted my soul, like the weaned child, like a weaned child on its mother's lap, so is my soul within me.
In you, Lord, I have found my peace.
O Israel, hope in the Lord, both now and forever.
In you, Lord, I have found my peace.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, verses 7, 3 through 9, and 13. Brothers and sisters, we were gentle among you as a nursing mother cares for her children. With such affection for you, we were determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our very selves as well. So dearly beloved had you become to us. You recall, brothers and sisters, our toil and drudgery. Working night and day in order not to burden any of you, we proclaim to you the gospel of God. And for this reason, we too give thanks to God unceasingly, that in receiving the word of God from hearing us, you received not a human word, but, as it truly is, the word of God, which is now at work in you who believe. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And our gospel passage today is from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 23rd chapter. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you. But do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So some beautiful readings there, Bishop.
Beautiful and really powerful as well.
Yes.
Really, you know, I think they obviously, as we listen to those readings, each of the readings, you know, especially the first reading in the Gospel, there's a lot of room for all of us to kind of examine our consciences. It's so easy to point fingers at others, and there seems to be an awful lot of that going on these days around the world and in the news. Everybody's trying to blame somebody else for whatever the situation is. But, you know, we, as always, in our relationship with God, have to start with ourselves. So there's a lot here for us to kind of go through, a self-examine. Jesus tells us, really, in his criteria of what it means to be great, is so different from the world's sense of greatness. You know, it's the most powerful. It's the one who can hit the hardest. It's the one who has the most money. It's the one who can influence, policies of various sorts. Jesus tells us, the one among you who is greatest will be your servant. And whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Whoever exalts himself, however, will be humbled. And, I think that's there's not too many other places in the Gospels where I think we end up seeing, boy, Jesus did come to kind of set things on its head.
Yes.
And we have to always think as Jesus does, as he calls us to see the world, to see our relationships, and not buy into the some of the deceptive ways of thinking that the world, you know, passes on to us. So, I think they're good readings, beautiful readings, powerful readings on this 31st day of the year. Good thing we got an extra hour of sleep last night.
That's right.
So that we can be really wide awake to hear them.
That's right. Everybody should remember that this morning, too, that I believe that is, we're falling back this weekend. And so we have this extra hour. Maybe even people can get to church, too.
We hope.
They got that extra hour, they can get to church. But it is this beautiful reading of this sharing. You know, the Catechism talks about this, that we're called to give life, that spouses share in the creative power, the fatherhood of God. And you're right, Bishop, because we look at the fatherhood of the world, what the world tells us what fatherhood's supposed to be, you know, this powerful stuff. But it's really the self-giving love.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we self-sacrifice. And well, Vicki, you could probably, as a mom, you could probably say to that too.
Well, I think that certainly was in the reading I had, which there's, and I think all of them, there's this, they're very powerful, but there's also this theme of nurturing.
Yes.
A very gentle, hey, remember we did all these things and told you to do this? And just like a gentle nudging that, you know, moms give, parents give. And so that's kind of spoke to me.
Well, even the image that Paul uses of a nursing mother.
Yes.
There's nothing more nurturing and beautiful and gentle and maternal than that.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And so this also in that reading that Vicki read as well, the church talking about reinforcing the fact that these words are not the words of men or women. They're the words of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And God is not a man or a woman. God is God.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that's part of the message that Malachi was saying in the first reading, and Jesus is saying in the gospel reading, to your very point, Deacon, God's ways are different than ours. And God shows his love for us by letting us know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And what is important in the big picture, because God has the big picture. We don't. We have our little slice of the picture. We have a piece of it, but we don't have the big picture. And so God does. And so he's, his scriptures, the revealed word, is our way of coming to understand God. How does God work? And it's important that we understand how God works, because we're in this relationship with him that has an eternal dimension,
yes,
eternal consequences. So, it's kind of arrogant, on our part to say, well, who cares? I'm going to do what I want to do. Well, okay. But that's, first of all, not going to bring you much happiness in this world to go through life in a kind of a self-focused, self-absorbed way. And it's probably not going to get you ultimately to where you're going to have the ability to share eternal life with God.
Right.
If that philosophy of life is what guides you.
Amen. And I think, God also calls, religious or mothers or fathers to a higher standard too.
Mm-hmm.
That we have to meet this higher standard or God is going to act on that. Some people think, well, I'm starting to think that God is involved in maybe 50% or more of what goes on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the exact percentage is. It kind of makes you wonder sometimes. But as with this ecumenical thing that happened at Wing Stadium here this last week, what a beautiful thing that was to bring all that together.
Well, it was. I think the joy of that event a week ago today was is something that's still certainly resonating in my heart, and I think in the hearts of the almost 3,000 people that filled that stadium last evening, because we all came together. I'm pretty sure that we can say that everybody came together to give praise to God.
Amen.
And to do it together. The fact that there are differences between Protestants and Catholics, that's not a small thing. That is significant. But we have differences of understanding God's revelation and the truth that's revealed through the church.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody in that arena, and nobody who calls themselves Christian, disagrees that Jesus is our Lord and Savior. And what Jesus has accomplished in our life and who God the Father is and the power of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So we were all in absolute agreement in giving praise to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, singing God's praises together, praying the Our Father hand in hand, Protestants and Catholics together, singing the doxology at the end that brought tears to my eyes and many other people's eyes as well, because despite whatever the differences are that are real, we believe in God's love for us and in his place in our life. And that's that's what will help, I think, to strengthen, you know, the goodness of this community, because really that's why Jesus came, to bring us, not only to teach us a set of standards that are different than others, but to really try to build the kingdom of God, which is all about justice and love and peace, mm-hmm. here and now, among people, to Emma. Reach out to try to help to right the wrongs that exist, to try to bring justice to those that are not being treated justly, to bring compassion, to show compassion to people that are in need. I mean, that's what, those are the realities of what our faith is supposed to be leading us to do, not just stand in a stadium and sing God's praises. It's to, because of that, go forth and do something, right, to make the world a better place. So, you know, I think that's what the power of that event last week, and hopefully what it's awakened within our community, our larger community here in Kalamazoo and beyond, that sense of the impact that we can have for good.
Amen.
So,
yeah, and really build, and really build community, this community of believers, of this, like we're talking about today, this Father, this one Father, God the Father. And so, Vicki, any thoughts that you had on the event?
Oh.
Because you were involved in it, you know, in the planning of this as well, so.
Yeah, it was tremendous. As the stadium was filling, and then we actually had to delay the program about 10 minutes with additional singing by the Singing Crusaders, which was lovely.
Yes.
It was emotional to see all these people coming, and because, you know, you plan these events for more than a year and you just don't know. But I think that the going out and the work we can do now, I know that there were a number of organizations represented there that serve our own Catholic Charities, our, mm-hmm. you know, our faith-based schools, and, you know, different life organizations. So it kind of relates to the, those who are humbled will be exalted. And I think, as Bishop said, now it's us going out and serving. And I think great things are going to keep happening.
Yeah, it's a great beginning. Any other things, Bishop, on the scriptures?
Well,
or
yeah, I think
like
the thing
about
that really sticks in my mind in these readings, and that's why I said, you know, mm-hmm. we have to begin with ourselves, and I speak for myself in saying that, because Malachi is speaking to the priests, and Jesus was speaking to the leaders of the religious leaders of the people, the scribes and the Pharisees, and the disciples as well. So, you know, anybody who has a leadership position, it's not just bishop or priest, but deacons and,
sure.
and mothers and everybody that has an influence in the life of another person, these scripture readings really, really force us to say, yeah, what kind of example am I setting? You know, because Jesus clearly condemns, I mean, he gives the scribes and the Pharisees a lot of credit. He says they're in a position of authority, so do everything they tell you, because they're teaching what's good and right. But mm-hmm. don't follow their example, because they're not living it. And that's the rub. You know, we can have all the right answers, and we can be teaching everybody to the right things, but we have to look at how are we living it, you know, and that's one of the things that I think, you know, for every priest, before we can help to lead a person to God, we have to make sure we're on that right track. Mm. So it's a very powerful to anybody that listens to today's scripture readings who's in a position of influence of another, and probably that means most of us,
yes,
in one way or another. Parents, you know, have the greatest impact on other people's lives, you know, 2 or 3 or 5 or 8 other people's lives. And so what's the example? What's the teaching that's being given? Because that's
right.
important. But what's the example of how we're living it out? And so I think that's what is really the message today that sticks in my heart. And I think, you know, hopefully for all of us. And I don't mean that to be in a sense of, well, gosh, we should all be discouraged. Because, you know, again, going to Vicki's point, the second reading reminds us, you know, of how, you know, God's not a taskmaster, and we're all about sharing the joy of His love with one another, and that's what's important. So I think those are the other thoughts that are
right.
Really speaking to me today.
And I think also as we get older, you know, we start to think that we're in charge, you know, or that we can make the decision, or we don't need God, or we don't need God's opinion. And the Catechism kind of touches on that a little bit on this gospel reading, where it says to become a child of God is the condition for entering the kingdom. For this we must humble ourselves and become little. Even more, to become children of God, we must be born from above or born of God. And it really kind of, you know, I'm not the boss. God is the boss.
Whoever humbles himself will be exalted.
Amen.
In God's love.
So it's very powerful. And I think sometimes, you know, we get older, we start thinking, well, I'm making all these decisions and I'm doing this, or I got this going on, or I'm in charge of all these people. But what about God? Mm-hmm. Do we measure any of it against God? And I think, you know, with the ecumenical thing at Wing Stadium, you know, last week, and all the things that are going on in the world, we can all participate in that, all of us,
mm-hmm.
even if it's just by praying. And of course, coming back to church is a good thing too. But praying and praying for our priests and our bishop and our religious, and praying for people of other churches. You know, maybe people that we don't agree with. Praying, you know, Thanksgiving is coming. We're going to have people sitting around the table. Everybody necessarily does not go into the same church. It's a time to become like good, I'm going to say good children, mm-hmm. not disobedient children, you know, mm-hmm. but become kind and loving to each other. Focus on the similarities and
sure.
not the differences.
Well, you know, and I think before we can be good leaders, we have to be faithful disciples. And, you know, I think that's part of the message that we're hearing today as well. You know, how faithful are we being in our own following of Jesus? And then we're in a much better position of credibility to be able mm-hmm. to teach that truth to others. So teach by word, but teach mostly by example. You know, I think this time of year, too, we're celebrating confirmations. And,
yeah.
You know, it's one of the points that I always try to make, not just to the young people that are being confirmed, but to those that are there with them, their sponsors. You know, because really, what is a sponsor? It's somebody that this young person has looked to, for whatever reason, as the person that inspires them as a Catholic. And so, you know, that's what is the important role of being sponsored. And I think oftentimes people are surprised, you know, when a young person asks them to be their sponsor. Oh, really? You know, gosh, I'm honored. But they don't realize that they've had an impact in that
right.
in that child's life, in that young person's life. And I think we don't always understand the impact we're having on others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe we think, well, who's looking at me? Who cares what I'm
right.
doing? But we all have an influence on one another.
Yeah.
So I think that's really an important message today.
Absolutely. And also that people know that, you know, there are a few times in our lives where we really need that person, right? I mean, just like with mothers, Vicki, I'm sure you've had situations where people have come to you, you know, and say, well, you're a religious person. You go to church all the time. What should I do, right? Does that not happen to you? I'm sure it has.
Well, with my own children, it should probably happen more. But I think every mother thinks
sure.
that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I actually feel the older I get, the more I realize that I'm not in charge at all.
Right. There's only so
and,
much that we can do.
So
yes.
That's been a blessing.
Yeah. yeah. And we yeah. have to, but we can always point that guidance out. You know, and I think especially with our children or the people that we work with or people we're in charge of, you know, that, hey, I have to answer to God too. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So we got about three or four minutes left. Bishop, anything else you'd like to talk about?
I think it just comes back to the one point, and you made it earlier, that we're seeing how God reveals himself to us as the Father of us all. Mm-hmm. And there's so many places in our world and the society and the news where, you know, there's such division, whether they're motivated by politics or they're motivated by greed or what the motivation is, such divisions among people that we see because we're failing to see them as our brother and our sister, our fellow, you know, human beings made in the image and likeness of God. You know, we just completed the month of October, the month that's devoted to really having trying to respect for human life. And of course, that includes trying to make sure that we value life from beginning to end of the life spectrum, but all the points along in between as well. Mm-hmm. We were blessed that we did convene the first meeting of the Committee on Racism, the Committee Against Racism, to come together to begin to talk about how can these kinds of things happen in 2017 in Kalamazoo or beyond, where people are not able to recognize, in spite of racial differences, how together we are, that we're right. Brothers and sisters of one another. How can that be? You know, what is it that still at this point in the development of culture that we are blinded mm-hmm. in that way? So, I mean, that was a great beginning of this group that I convened a couple of months ago when mm-hmm. everything's were happening so terribly violent occurrences in various parts of the country. Fortunately, thanks be to God, not here in Kalamazoo, though there are acts of violence that are certainly motivated by racism, for sure. So, you know, that's another aspect of what is respect for human life? How do we value that great gift that God's given to us? And why is it so hard? I mean, it's like a brother and a sister in the same family.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully there's not, I mean, there's going to be arguments, of course. But, I mean, if we love one another in that human family setting, that's what we're being called to do because God is the Father of us all.
Amen.
So, you know, I think that's what we continue. It's basic. I mean, that's the basic truth. Yet we have a hard time seeming to grasp that, or at least put it into practice. So,
well, I think some of the things that you're doing and the diocese is doing to really try to bring people together, to really, you know, that, you know, we've struggled with this since the beginning of time, right?
Sure.
I tell people so many times it all goes back to Cain and Abel, right?
Right.
Yeah. And so we have to ask ourselves, do we have a Cain and Abel situation here? And how do we work at it in our day and time? The challenges that we have in our day and time, what is Christ calling us to do?
Yeah.
So, Bishop, it's been a pleasure to have you here with us. And Vicki, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Could you leave us with your blessing for this month of November?
Absolutely. As we think in this month in a particular way about all those who have preceded us in death, we commend them all to the Lord, all the faithful departed. And we ask your blessing, dear loving God, upon us all in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop.